Yeah, yes, that exactly. He really should have known better. But seeing the look on his face when he realized that he'd basically confessed to trying to scam the store, that was priceless. And then I got to watch him get escorted out. I always get this feeling of satisfaction when someone arrogant gets what's coming to them, don't you? Shit. Oh, it's nothing. My pharmacy just texted me that they have my medication in. I forgot to pick it up earlier and I needed to get it before they closed. It's just a few blocks away. I'll go get it now and come right back. You know, it's a bit of a walk this late at night, especially in heels. Could I maybe borrow your boyfriend? I promise I'll bring him back unharmed. Thanks. Yeah, I'm sorry to pull you away like that. You look like you could use a break from that scene. Something seems off with you tonight. So, seriously, what's going on? Yeah? You don't seem fine. Well, I mean, look, we've known each other for a long time, and I can always tell when you're hurting. No offense, but your girlfriend doesn't seem to notice. Excuse me, what? She cheated on you? Yes, I'm shocked. I can't believe the nerve of her. Are you all right? No, that's a silly question. Of course you aren't. Come here and let me hug you. I'm so sorry. But she's acting pretty normal in there. Oh my God. So you caught her on your house security cam yesterday? And she doesn't know? Obviously, you haven't confronted her yet. She's not that good of an actress. No, there wasn't a right or wrong way to process that. You know that if you ever need to leave, you can always stay with me. I've been friends with you longer than she has, and God, she's not my friend anymore after this. I can't believe the nerve of that bitch. Doing what she did to you and then coming out tonight acting like butter wouldn't melt in her mouth. You don't have to hate her. I'll hate her for you. But what are you gonna do? You're not gonna give her a second chance. Fuck no. I don't want you to forgive her. I think you should dump her ass and live a better life. But it isn't my place to tell you what to do. I'm just gonna provide support and advice if you need it, but not judgment. Never judgment. Well, this is my pharmacist. Wait right here and I'll be back in a minute. Thanks. They're pretty quick about stuff like this and, oh God. Listen to me go on like nothing is wrong. I'm sorry. I don't know what I should say. Maybe I should just listen. I guess it's good to distract you right now, but I don't think that's healthy for you to stay with her anymore. I mean, really, I meant what I said about you staying with me. And if you don't really want to stay with me, I can think of at least three other people who would let you couch surf. Yeah, I think that would be a good idea. I know it might be stressful, but maybe a clean break is best. Go home tonight, pack your bag, and then tell her you're leaving. You can come over and I'll have my guest room ready and you can crash or we can talk or whatever. We're almost back and I'm really upset by this and I hate that you're hurting and this isn't fair of me, but I have something I have to tell you too. No, I don't mean. I hope you don't think it's more bad news. I whatever your reaction to what I'm about to say, it doesn't change anything. I'm still your friend, and my offer still stands. But I've been hiding something from you for a long time, and I think I need to come clean. I love you. No, that's not right. I'm in love with you. I have been for God knows how long. I waited because, well, you know, I never wanted to be the woman who broke up a happy couple. If my two friends were romantically involved, it was hard to watch, but it still felt good. If I was hurting or felt alone, then at least you weren't. Plus, I'm a coward, and I just didn't want to get rejected, but I won't hold back anymore, not after what she did to you. I'm not asking you to return my feelings, but maybe you have some deeper affection for me, and maybe you don't. It's fine. Either way, I had to tell you. Because for one thing, you deserve to know, and for two, I have an idea. A way to distract you and make you feel better and maybe get a little payback. What I want and what I'm proposing is that you fuck me. Right now. I think any of those little alleys or entryways would work. As long as we're in the shadows, no one would suspect what we're doing. It's perfect for what I'm thinking. What would I get out of fucking you? Are you kidding? I've wanted you for a long time. It's not just love I'm feeling. I fantasized about doing all sorts of filthy things with you. Sometimes you were tender and romantic. Other times, pretty fucking rough. That isn't all though. I want the satisfaction of having fucked you and come so hard around your fucking glorious cock in a way that she never deserved. And I will come on your cock. I'm so fucking turned on right now that I'm just aching for you. I'm empty and I need you to fill me. Only you. Maybe I'm petty, but I want to sit across from that arrogant little bitch and look her in the eye and know that I'm full of your cum, and she never will be again. Ugh, fuck. I'll tell her that if you want. Oh, good. Come on. All right, right here. I know it's kind of tawdry to fuck in an alley for our first time, but doesn't that make it better? I mean, you could leave. I wouldn't blame you if you changed your mind, but I'm gonna do my best to entice you by hiking up my skirt and bending over, putting my hands on the wall and arching my back so you can see how wet my panties must be. I bet you can smell me, can't you? And all you have to do is push my panties to the side. Pull your cock out. And oh fuck. Yes, please. Oh fuck. I can feel you just there. Rubbing your cock against my slit. Oh fuck. You feel so hard. Oh, and big and hot. And, oh, baby. Oh, you're teasing me. Oh, please. Please fuck me. Please. Oh. Oh. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, take me, baby. Oh. Oh, take me hard. Oh. Oh. Oh, don't be gentle with me. Oh, fuck. Oh, not tonight. Take your anger out on me. Oh, every time you thrust in me, you're getting payback for what that deceitful little bitch did to you. Oh, I can take it. Use me right now. Oh, whenever you want. I bet that bitch never fucked you in public, did she? I bet she just wanted missionary in the dark. Oh, God. Oh, I want you to fuck me so many places. Yes. Oh, grab my tits. Oh, grab them hard. I love it. Oh, I love it. Oh, I love it. Oh, put your hand in my hair. Yes. Oh, yes, babe. Oh, I'm your little slut. I'm your little slut. Oh, you can fuck in an alley. Or your car. Oh, or anywhere you like. Oh, you don't even have to ask. Oh, fuck. You can just bend me over my desk at home. Oh. Oh, fuck. Oh, you're so fucking rough. Oh, no, it's good. Oh, don't stop. Don't stop. Oh, don't stop. I'm close. This is... Oh, even better than I thought. Oh, fuck me harder. Yes. Oh, clay me. Oh, I want it. Oh, I want your cum inside me. Oh, give it to me. Oh, please. Please, I'm begging. I need your cum. I need it, baby. Oh, yes. Oh, I'm so close. Oh, oh, come in me. Oh, come in. Oh, come in me. Come in. Oh, come in me. Oh, come. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, oh, God. Oh. Oh. Oh, thank you. Oh, for holding me up. Oh, my knees are really weak right now. No, you weren't too rough. You were perfect. Was it good for you? Do you feel any better? Good. Kiss me, baby. I guess we did things kind of out of order. Alright, we should get back. We don't want her to suspect anything until you've packed your stuff. Maximum shock, minimum drama. Yeah, I am looking forward to hearing what she says. Be sure to tell her that you're coming to stay with me. Make her fucking jealous. Ugh, I never should have waited. I should have fucking stole you from her. Okay, I promise. I'll take a breath. I can't stand the idea of anyone hurting my friends, and you're my closest and my best friend in the world. I bought condoms at the pharmacy too, but I decided not to ask you to use them. I really wanted our first time to be intimate. I really do feel special with your cum inside me. I hope that doesn't freak you out to hear. Alright, here's the restaurant. Is my hair okay? We're back. Yeah, everything went fine. I had to stop for a bit. I wasn't feeling quite right, but your boyfriend stayed with me and straightened me right out. Oh, don't worry. He takes very good care of me. He always has, and I bet he always will. Well, it's been fun, but it's getting late. I don't know about anyone else, but I feel completely full right now. I'll see you later.